Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of the facts, out there in the Bay Area, it is a little bit of a gloom and doom day as you had yet another tough injury last night. Klay Thompson has the ACL tear. You've already got Kevin Durant down, and the Oracle is closing on somewhat of a sour note. And to get more about it as we get ready for the Brewers and the Giants, Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game out in Frisco giving us a shout. Damon, how you doing?
Always a pleasure, Bill. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. Not the way I think many of us were hoping that this series would end, but nevertheless, you're running out of guys, man. There were so many injuries to this team. It was an embarrassment of riches that turned to an embarrassment of scarcity and tough luck injuries.
If Masai Ujiri, the Toronto Raptors general manager, was handed a Warriors roster and said, pick whatever injuries you'd like, you know, I don't think he could have come up with something as good as this.
Right.
Outside of Steph Curry having to leave as well, that's everything you could hope to happen. You know, we always say that the best ability is availability, and people sort of shrug that off until it becomes a stark reality, and it became a reality for the Warriors in this series. The cry and shame, Bill, that they weren't able to fight, an even fight. But that's sports, and, you know, the Warriors have enjoyed an awful lot of other team injury throughout their run, you know, going back to the very first title when Kyrie got hurt with the Cavaliers. That was a big development, and the Warriors took advantage of it. And no one's blaming the Toronto Raptors for taking advantage of it themselves. I still think it's impressive that, you know, as so many guys were getting hurt, it was the reason why we're not getting a game seven. It's not injuries, Bill. It's free throws. This team missed 9 free throws in a 4-point loss.
Yeah.
The Warriors normally don't miss 9 free throws in a week, much less a game. And it was still that close. It was still that close to actually seeing game seven. It's going to hurt to never walk into Oracle again. Place was a great building for sure. Some important moments in basketball history in my career. A lot of good memories. But if there's ever an opportunity to be a well-adjusted sports fan and take pride in defeat, man, this is it. You talk about going out on your shield. I mean, Bill, the Warriors might have lost last night's game, but in no way were they defeated.
Right. No, I said, when you start, the way they fought and hung in there and did it with, you know, I mean, obviously when you come out of the halftime and you're in the third quarter, three quick fouls to Steph, he goes down for a little while. You've got the injury to Klay. You already had KD out. You've had Cousins out. I mean, you've had guys banged up, and they still hung in there and had the lead. I thought, boy, that's that. They talk about the heart of a champion. That had the heart of a champion. They just didn't have enough gas in the tank by the time it was all said and done.
Right. There's a lot of things we say in sports that sound like bumper stickers when they're coming out of your mouth, like, oh, the heart of a champion, the tiger blood, or what, you know, whatever you want to call it. But
yeah,
when you see it, there's no denying it. I mean, and it's so funny. I think that so many members of the media have actively been rooting against the Golden State Warriors because they didn't suit the story that they wanted to tell. You know, this is a team that might as well have been the Atlanta Hawks, and you jumped right to the front of NBA supremacy, and you're not a historically great team, and you don't belong in historically great conversations, and the Warriors just used basketball to force themselves into every conversation that people didn't want to have. And I felt like there was an awful lot of unappreciation at this 5-year run by national, by local media. And it wasn't the story they wanted to tell. So they would always tell a destructive story or tell you why, you know, a team that won an NBA title and then came back to win 73 regular season games, but lost on one shot by Kyrie Irving is, you know, a joke of a franchise. I mean, the amount of criticism and unappreciation that people had for the Warriors has been palpable through this entire run. And I'm just going to tell all these critics now, you know, go find your new piece of low-hanging fruit. because you're going to miss the Warriors when they're not around to kick anymore. You know, this team, I think, earned more respect in defeat than they ever did in victory. And that doesn't say an awful lot about them. It says an awful lot about us.
One more basketball, and then I got to flip over a little bit to San Francisco and the Giants. But so what next? I mean, obviously there's a lot of talk about what he will or will not do in Kevin Durant. Both him and Klay Thompson are going to be down for a long period of time. The band's not going to be together, so to speak. What next for Golden State?
Right. I mean, it's very safe to assume that the Warriors are a full year away and a titanic decision from Kevin Durant from being whole ever again. We may never see the Hamptons Five again, even if they were able to bring Klay and KD back a season from now. Andre Iguodala's probably retired. So we might not never get this again. And next year is going to come with a flavor of purgatory to it. That's going to be weird for everyone out here who's gotten so used to waking up in the Western Conference Finals. But they've got a brand new building that will generate some excitement. And I also think they have a fan base who knows completely what happened. And there isn't going to be any onus to, well, you know, it's a brand new year and we don't care about the past and you got to, you know, what you do for me lately. The Warriors lost key players at the end of the NBA Finals. I mean, we're 12 months away from them really being the Warriors again. And I think more than any player, the Warriors are going to need to add a little patience next year. And that's going to be tough because they've got expensive habits.
I want to flip over to San Francisco Giants baseball, and tonight you've got
now you're really depressed.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I'm just, you know, I know the Giants aren't exactly a hot commodity right now. 28-38, 10 games under, dead last in the West. LA's running away with it. Zach Davies, who is yet to take a defeat on the season for the Brewers, on the hill tonight against Drew Pomeranz. So give me the lowdown on the Giants and how their season is.
They can't hit the ball out of the infield. The pitching, which is there one week, disappears the next, and they have trouble scoring runs all the time. Not some of the time, not against some teams, but pretty much against all teams. You know, Bill, they got caught in between a whole bunch of guys who weren't ready to be here and a whole bunch of guys who got old overnight. Unfortunately, their veteran core collectively forgot how to, you know, hit above the Mendoza line, and it's just a team that. You know, if you got to have the right horses for the race, they don't have major league horses for a major league race. It's so many different positions. It's not any finger pointing that can be done at Farhan Zaidi. You know, over the last few years, the tenureship of Bobby Evans as general manager didn't do the Giants many favors. A lot of bad contracts, a lot of bad development, and they're you want to talk about being lost in the woods for a couple of seasons. That's what I think the Giants are going to be, because this is not a quick fix. There is no one or two or three names that are going to come here and turn it all around. It's going to take a couple years of development and good decisions, and hopefully Farhan Zaidi is going to be that guy. But it's a long, 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 long ways away from 2014. And the Giants really have put together one good half of baseball since 2014. 15 was bad. They had a really good first half in 2016. They ended 2016 in the playoffs, but on fumes. And they haven't had an important game of baseball since. Here's the thing. They're so bad, Bill, I can't believe they're only 10 games on. I really like that. That sounds good to me.
What about Madison Bumgarner? I mean, all the talk is about whether he will or will not be with the team after the trade deadline. I know there's been some talk that's actually hooked him up with the Milwaukee Brewers. So what is he worth, and do you see him being with the team?
Who Madison Bumgarner is feels more like a question now than ever before. But you want to talk about championship pedigree and just a red ass to be an ace of your staff. I don't know if he is an ace in terms of the stuff anymore, but in terms of mental makeup and guts to go out there and just take the ball in any big situation, like any team that's going to October should think of adding Madison Bumgarner. And really, as hard as it would be to watch him go, Bill, the last great act Madison Bumgarner can provide for the San Francisco Giants is being a vehicle which helps restore a terrible farm system. And if they can peel one or two top prospects for this guy, they have to.
Interesting. Well, we'll find out here shortly as whether or not he's going to end up as a Milwaukee Brewer or somewhere else. But I would assume he's going to be on his way out the door. But how's he throwing, by the way? I mean, he's not Madison Bumgarner of old, but how's he throwing in your opinion?
Look, the velocity's up. A year or two ago, it didn't seem like he was mid-90s anymore. He's mid-90s consistently now. He's still very, very good. I mean, Madison Bumgarner can pitch. There are no more injury concerns about the shoulder, about the broken finger. Like, he looks like the only thing he needs is a routine and some certainty around him. Oh, and you know what else he could use? Run support.
I was going to say run support, yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. Damon, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, buddy. I certainly appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Anything you need.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. There you go. Damon Bruce, 95.7 The Game out there in San Fran, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.